Cloudy skies and 69 degrees in Atlantic at 7:06. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We picked up 26 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation overnight here at the official weather station. Forecast for today is calling for scattered showers and thunderstorms to end. We'll have a high around 85. Voters across the state went to the polls Tuesday to cast their ballots in the 2013 school board elections. Among the area contested races in Cass County, incumbents Christy Pellet and Josh McLaren were re-elected to the school board in the Atlantic Community School District. Both beat out challenger Bob Riley for the two at-large open seats on the board. In the Griswold School District, incumbents Steve Byer and Robert Peterson were re-elected to the school board. Both men defeated Denise Bridges for the two open at-large seats on the Griswold board. Also in Cass County, both Iowa Western Community College levy measures were overwhelmingly approved by the voters. In Adair County, Megan Kading, Jeff Leonard, and Mark Williams were elected to the at-large seats on the Adair-Casey School Board. The three won the top three open at-large seats in a four-way race with Tobin Muller. In Guthrie County, Deb Douglas defeated two other challengers for the single open seat in District 2 of the Panorama School District, and John Stetzel beat challenger Sherry Clark in District 4. The winner of the Coon Rapids Bayard District 1 school board seat was Brenda Schlatter, who beat challenger Kelly Pevestorf 227-261. Chad Lady had a somewhat closer win over challenger Steve Dentlinger in the CRB district by a vote of 183-108. In Montgomery County, there were no contested races, but voters in the Stanton School District did pass Proposition A by a vote of 113-6. In Pottawatomie County, Steve Koch won a two-way race for an at-large seat on the AHST School Board, and Lindsay Bentley won a three-way race for a District 5 seat in the Riverside School District. And in the Walnut School District, Shane Brockhoff and Tom Carroll won a four-way race for two at-large seats on the Walnut School Board. In Shelby County, the Harlan Community School Board will see no changes after the elections Tuesday night. In District 2, Amy Ruschenberg defeated Robert Dickinson 252-12 in the only contested race. Representative Al Hazelton in District 1, Lonnie Muxfelt in District 3, and Angie Monson in District 4 all won unopposed. The public measure for the revenue purpose statement in the Harlan Community School District passed by a vote of 228 yes to 21 no. Sam Hansen and Eric Ramsey won a race against three other contenders for two open at-large seats on the IKM Manning School Board. You can see the rest of the results under the news tab on KJAN.com. In other news, vandalism and a fire at a Council Bluffs house are being investigated as a hate crime. Firefighters were sent to the home at around 2:30 p.m. Tuesday, and they put out flames that had engulfed a bedroom there. No injuries were reported. Kevin Durham and Shelley Owens were gone, and their children were at school when the fire occurred. The couple say the house had been vandalized, and racial slurs had been spray-painted several times on the walls. Durham is black and Owens is white. Council Bluffs Police Sergeant Dave Dawson confirmed that the incident is being investigated as a hate crime. Sheriff's officials in Adams County say a Corning woman was arrested Tuesday evening on a warrant out of Omaha for failure to appear. Jessica Goodvin was taken into custody just after 5:30 p.m. after deputies in Adams County saw an abandoned vehicle sitting at the gun club at Lake Binder. A check of the vehicle's registration came back to Goodvin, who also had a warrant for failure to appear in court on a felony shoplifting case. Goodvin was brought to the Adams County Jail and held pending extradition to Nebraska. And police in Red Oak report two women were arrested Tuesday evening, 34-year-old Brandy Lynn Beckett and 35-year-old Janet Marie Scutero, both of Red Oak, were taken into custody just before 6 p.m. in the 500 block of North 6th Street on breach of peace charges. The women were being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond each. And that is a check of some of the latest Southwest Iowa news on KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.